Yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We back live each and every Friday, 900 AM WRD 96.1 Word Radio. Eco Word, Eco Word, Eco Word, bringing you that greener, safer Philadelphia conversation. Make sure you tap in with us. Everything we do is a FUBU effect. It's for you and about you. 215-634-8065. Toll free 1-866-361-0900. You can always see my face as well as my guest beautiful face on Word TV. All you gotta do is click that link in a bio to take you directly where you need to be. And always download the Word Radio app, Google Play stores, Apple stores today, so you can hear us throughout your entire day, whether you're in your car or not. You're always locked in with WRD. And you know, we got a jam-packed show for you. Yes, you always through and through. Yesterday in Halloween, I felt like it was the middle of July. And here on Friday, November 1st, I'm talking to the one and only who I'm actually happy to have on the show, Gregory Jenkins, who is the professor in the Department of Meteorologists at Penn State. Gregory, welcome to WRD. Welcome to Eco Word. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. And thanks for having me.
For sure. And Gregory, you have many hats that you wear, so I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself properly for the listening audience before we jump into our conversation.
All right. Well, I'm Greg Jenkins, and I'm a professor in the meteorology department at Penn State. And I'm also the director for the Alliance for Education, Science, Engineering, and Design with Africa.
I love that. I love that. And Greg, I gotta ask you, right? Just in general, and I hope this is not too far of a crazy question, but it is a crazy question. A black man as a meteorologist, who would have ever thought, right? I love it. Like, how did you actually jump in it, and how did it become something that you were passionate about?
I would say it's from the streets of Philadelphia because, wasn't a whole lot to do, play basketball and all of that, but the sky was always open to me and I was always very curious about the weather. But I really focus on climate and climate change, now climate justice in West Africa and more in the US.
I love it. And right now, the city of Philadelphia is breaking records. One of the reasons why I wanted to get you on the show this morning, Greg, is because the city of Philadelphia is breaking records with this rain drought. And it's not just in Philadelphia, it's areas across the Northeast in the United States that are experiencing this rain drop as far as just reduced rainfall in general. We haven't seen rain in Philadelphia in over 3 weeks, right? And it's creating climate change that we don't have an answer for, right? And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on, Greg. And I hope that you can sum some of this up. But yesterday on Halloween, it felt like it was the middle of August. Like, how is that possible? And why is it happening if you do have an answer for us?
Well, I can tell you that we've been stuck in a pattern similar to what we saw this summer. If you recall, we went through some very hot and dry weather. And what happened then was what we call a heat dome, where high pressure sits over an area and all of the air from the ground to, let's say, 30,000 feet is warmer than normal. It sinks, so you can't get any rainfall out of it. So we've seen this happen, and it's typical in summers when we have that. But we've gone into the fall, and normally in the fall, we transition from kind of heat waves and, more localized rain to very organized rain. And we have not seen that turn up yet. So the normal weather systems they talk about, an area of low pressure is moving towards Philadelphia, they're not moving towards Philadelphia. They're moving north into Canada, and we have seen nothing really that would suggest. Now, the other thing is, in August and September, quite often tropical cyclones, storms, hurricanes will go into the Gulf or go along the East Coast, and they'll bring rainfall into Philadelphia. Sometimes not the kind of rain we want, but they do that, and it's important. But this year, this big dome of high pressure, this heat dome has blocked everything from moving up the East Coast and is blocking everything from moving really from west to east. And so we're not getting rain. And when we do see rain coming, it falls apart before it gets to Philadelphia. So it never really makes it here. And that, is the deal in Philly. But overall, across the United States, most of the country, I would say 75% of the country is probably experiencing below normal rainfall. And so it hasn't been raining in lots of places, maybe with the exception of Florida because of those hurricanes.
In
But
South Carolina.
yeah, in South Carolina, but most of the US has not gotten rainfall, not their normal amounts.
And for me, Greg, it's actually raising a lot of concerns, right? Like about just water in general, the heat levels that are rising, soil, like for producing food, plant proteins and stuff like that. And then also just the long-term potential of the impact of the environment and public health because we're not seeing rainfall, right? And I also think that that's help hurting, I'm sorry, our wilderness, right? The animals that live in the wilderness, you know, I think that that's also hurting them as well because they're not receiving rainfall and they're used to that rainwater as far as drinking water. Can you talk to us a little bit about that as far as just the overall impact of not having rain at all?
Well, it's a very serious thing because farmers depend on rains. Many are like depending on rain fed, stuff that falls from the sky. If you got a garden, you depend on rainfall. Once in a while you can use your hose, but at some point, if the reservoirs start getting low, there's going to be restrictions. The other part is, fires. Like fires are easy to crop up when you don't get rain. So, we get these red flag days if the winds start blowing and all you got to do is have a small fire and it's going to run. It's very dry. So, and then the animals, of course, need water, and also they're reacting to the fact that there's not water around. So it's impacting everyone at this point.
And what are you know your colleagues talking about as far as other meteorologists like having the conversation around the rain drought, like because we just see it as, oh my gosh, it's 80 degrees in the middle of October, you know, let's put on some shorts and go outside and throw some steak on a grill. We're not thinking about the environmental injustices that are coming from the fact that we are not experiencing rain. So what are you and your colleagues talking about as far as like any updates that we can know as, you know, just regular people who look into the sky?
Well, I think we're all saying it's very unusual to see what we're seeing, really across most of the United States. So that's very unusual to see so many drought. And there are some areas that are in severe drought. Okay, if you go out to West Virginia, severe drought. Okay, it hasn't rained there. So, at some point in time, you start asking, well, what is this linked to? And we know, and I'm a person who looks at climate change. Drought is one of the things that we expect to see as the climate warms. Now, let's be clear, this year has been record-breaking in terms of global mean temperatures. We have gone beyond this 1.5 degree Celsius globally, and every month we've been up there, and we know that over time, all indications are as the climate warms, you'll see more drought. But at the same time, you'll see more floods. And those seem contradictory, but when it rains, it will pour because the atmosphere holds more water when it's warmer. So you'll see more flooding. And if it's hurricanes, more rain to drop, you'll see all of that happen. At the same time, you'll see more droughts. So it's one of those things where it's like, really? Yes. And we're seeing it happen. We're seeing both things happen. So we expect that, and we're in a climate crisis. I can only say that, we hope that rain will come over the next few weeks. But until we start seeing normal areas of low pressure move from west to east or move up the East Coast, I'm not so hopeful. Now, there is one thing. We do have the possibility of a tropical cyclone developing sometime over the next week in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, that runs up the East Coast. We'll get much needed rainfall. But again, it could lead to flooding because the ground is so hard that it's not raining. So the ground becomes like your pavement. It's impervious and the water just runs out very fast. It doesn't have time to sink in.
And we're a
So
flood
let's
city in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, you've got some flood-prone areas in Philadelphia. So, but right now we're in drought. So we're still like, when is this going to break? I don't see a whole lot over the next 2 weeks, and I'm hoping that the jet stream, which you need the jet stream because that's where storms really form. I'm hoping that that's going to move south and then go from west to east, so it can bring storms into the Philadelphia area. We need the soaking rain, not the showers. We need a 1 day moderate rainfall to get us back, and we need a number of them.
And let me
Okay.
ask you this, Greg. When it comes down to just Philadelphia being an urban city, a metropolitan city, how can droughts like this actually affect the ecosystem of our city like Philadelphia?
Well, again, everything depends on water. Water is the source of life, right? So
Even our bodies.
yeah, exactly. You're drawing water all the time, for us to drink, for just all kinds of stuff. And so we have reservoirs, and over time, if you don't kind of recharge those with rainfall, those go down. If you look at the rivers, and I don't know if you've been past the Schuylkill or Delaware, but they're probably low, okay? So, and all that water eventually runs somewhere. So the point is, streams are low, rivers are going low, and a lot of life depends on that. And we need the rain to replenish our reservoirs for our drinking water. That's just the human side of it. And you've got a big city with millions of people, right? So that's just an everyday thing that has to be fulfilled. People have to drink water. And we need those reservoirs and we need those rivers recharged at some point. You can't go forever without rain. But we'll come back eventually, hopefully sooner rather than later.
And Greg, we got about 5 more minutes. And for those who are just tuning in, make sure you stay locked with us each and every Friday here on Eco. We're bringing you an amazing conversation. And we're speaking with Greg Jenkins, who's a professor of meteorology at Penn State. And Greg, I wanted to ask you, when it comes down to the city like Philadelphia, should we be worried at all in any type of way, or should, we allow Mother Nature to run her course? Because we've seen stuff like this happen in our past and we got out of it, you know what I mean? But do you
Right.
see just what the overall effects of what we're still doing to our planet every day as far as the Earth? Do you feel like we're going to be able to get out of this one, even though we're still drilling and we're still fracking and we're doing everything to the Earth?
Look, the long-term picture is unless you stop that stuff, keep that oil and those other fossil fuels in the ground, somebody's going to pay. Now, if we get out of it, we're lucky. But I doubt if our children or grandchildren are going to get out of this. The time is going to come when cities won't have enough water to operate, just for people to drink water, or it'll be so much water that stuff's flooded. It's just really, it's inevitable that we're doing an experiment that's going to play out in the wrong ways. And that's how it is.
Thank you for your transparent answer. And Greg, my last question before I let you go. And again, I appreciate you rocking out this morning here on Eco Word with us. And I hope you're able to answer this question. It's a personal question, but I'm hoping you're able to give us an answer. Because right now in the city of Philadelphia, all eyes have been watching, right? We're about 4 days away right now, November 1st. We're about 4 days away from one of the biggest elections in my history, I should say. And the conversation about climate change has come up numerous times. And I feel like for someone who is an environmentalist, I feel like the answers are not being put out there. The questions are being put out there, but the answers are not coming in as rapid as the questions are being put out. So, just with this next 4 years that we're looking at, is there any hope as far as what people are pushing to go green? People are pushing for sustainability. Is there any hope for us, with whoever becomes the next president as far as helping to reduce climate change and climate action?
Well, we already know that Trump is about fossil fuels. So there's no hope there. He's going to make it worse because we know we have to cut back on those and he wants to extract more. So there's no hope on that front. And probably from an environmental justice side, I don't feel very hopeful about that either, because he just wants to let, private companies and everyone have their way. In terms of hopefully President Harris, and I'm biasing that, she's gonna do more, but it's still not enough. So you have to realize, and probably you know this, that the US is now the number one oil producer in the world. It's not Saudi Arabia. They're pulling more oil out of the ground now, and they have over the last two administrations. So we're going in the wrong direction here. And they're, allowing these permits for drilling on public lands or, in the Gulf of Mexico. And I'm sorry, she got cornered on this fracking thing by Fetterman. And look, this is not correct. Methane is 30 times more potent than CO2. So it's not the answer. The gas methane is going to leak out of those wells, in addition to the environmental justice issues tied to fracking. So we are not in a safe zone right now in terms of climate. I don't see us getting out of this in the next 4 years. One will be much worse, okay? And the other will be status quo, even though she will do more in terms of green renewables, et cetera. But that percentage is so small relative to the fossil fuel industry that it's not going to put a dent in the problem, not the way we need to go at it. We need to go hard. So, and people don't want to hear that, but the science is very clear. There's no misunderstanding that we have to begin cutting our carbon emissions immediately. We don't have until 2050. So that's how I view it,
And
and
I
that's
appreciate you answering that question, Greg, for sure, especially in this high profile political environment we in right now. And before I let you go, Greg, should people be when it's about to rain, should people be preparing to put their buckets outside? Should we be collecting rainwater to help ourselves? Like, is it that extreme right now?
it doesn't hurt to do to conserve, conserve water. Like if you got a garden through that, or you got flowers, yeah, use some kind of, rain barrel, or just conserve the water if you can, especially for outdoor use. Eventually, these resources are not unlimited. So when the water starts to play, and that's probably the trickiest thing that we don't understand, if it's producing too much rain, we're in trouble. If it's not producing any rain, we're in trouble. So we've been kind of in a zone where we're okay, but no one can say how long this will last in a system that's undergoing rapid change in terms of warming. And I think one thing you can just think about is that the dryness has also come with the warming. So we've not had a cold, fall, and we had a hot summer. And that's a bad combination, ultimately.
A huge combination together. That combo is scary. Because again, yesterday on Halloween, it felt like you can go outside and cook a grill on, I mean, cook a steak on the grill because it was so warm out there. But Greg, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for rocking out with us this morning on WRD. Do you have any information as far as social media or website would you like for the people to check out before I let you go?
Nah, I just, as I tell people, I just try to do the work and keep my head down. And then when people come to me and ask me questions, whether it's family or whoever, I try to give the answers from the work that I do.
Thank you so much, Greg, for the work that you do. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. It's your girl, POC, WRD, EcoWare, EcoWare, EcoWare.